For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz, BSU men's hockey team en route to Northern Michigan, joined by Captain Tommy Muck, the WCHA Defenseman of the Month. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You guys have put together a really good season so far. Since New Year's, though, what do you think has been the it factor for you guys?
You know, I think just playing the game the right way. Everybody's clicking right now. Special teams are clicking, which has been, you know, that's always a plus. And then, you know, everybody's bought in. So everybody's, you know, working for the same goal and just clicking right now. So we got to keep it going.
You guys have dealt with a fair amount of injuries. Thankfully, none too terribly serious. But, you know, other than Harry real early, what does that tell about the character and the want to out of this team?
No, I think it's awesome. I mean, yeah, you got guys out of the lineup, and you know, guys are stepping in and stepping into roles that, you know, that they have to fulfill for, you know, a certain point in time, or, you know, take a role over. So yeah, like you said, it's, you know, it's big for guys to step in when guys are out, and yeah, hopefully no one else goes out.
Well, Nick Cardelli got dinged up the Bowling Green series. How difficult or different is it to plug a new piece into the lineup this late of the year?
Yeah, absolutely, especially a guy with that kind of speed. You know, he's probably the fastest guy on our team, if not one of the fastest guys in the league. So obviously it's tough to, you know, replace that, but I mean, we got guys that, you know, are scratching at the bit to get in the lineup, so those guys are gonna, you know, fulfill whatever role that they need to, and we just hope to get them back as soon as possible.
Northern, I'm sure, is not a very happy hockey team right now after getting swept last weekend. Do you think your guys are ready for what you're going to be walking into this weekend?
Yeah, I do. You know, we had a great bye week last week. You know, got some good rest. Guys that were beat up got some rest, so that was big. And, you know, coming in here, we know they're going to be mad. We know, you know, they're right behind us in the standings too. So, you know, we just got to come. We got to be, you know, that first period is going to be huge Friday night. And, you know, it's a hostile environment. They got, you know, great fans, great team. So I think we're ready for it. We just got to stick to our game and, you know, do what has made us successful.
This team is still relatively young, just the three of you seniors. What do you guys need to get across to those younger guys of one game at a time and not looking big picture yet for the next six?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you said it right there. Take it one game at a time. Do what has made us successful, you know, in this last half. And don't look into the future. Just enjoy the now. Be in the now, and you know, take care of business one day at a time.
Best of luck.
Thank you.